is off the street instead of the 25-foot requirement.
From the street setback.
From the street setback.
Yes.
So, not a lot there to go off of, but let me try to show you. This is where, or right here is the existing walkway, the old one. They're going to pretty much set it in the same location. There you can see it a little better. So your distance would be from right here, correct? From the closest point. Do you see that?
No, I can't see your...
Okay. But anyway.
I've got my plat in front of me.
Well, just to clarify, is the foundation of this building in the exact same setback from what it used to be, or have you come closer?
We're actually further back than the original building.
Yeah, it was real close to the retaining
wall. Further away from the street.
That's correct. There were building components within 8 feet of the setback. It's not the street, but the setback. That dash line is essentially the setback on the street, and the old building, there are still some foundation elements there that were closer to what we're doing. Okay. We tried to squeeze it more, but it gets really complicated with the bluff edge and what we're trying to do on the site.
Okay.
But it's still below the retaining wall, just like...
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, see the retaining wall there.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I can show you a picture of that if you guys... He's talking about this retaining wall right here.
Yep.
And none of that is changing.
That's correct. When you say changing, we're going to be doing some repair work on it.
Right, but it's not going to go away.
No, that's correct. It'll remain in the same location.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. We don't have any questions or comments.
Okay.
All right, is there anybody that'd like to speak on behalf of this project? Anybody that'd like to speak in opposition of this project? Okay, we'll close it for board discussion.
It's initially the same thing. It's not changing it at all.
Yeah.
And the retaining wall is going to be in the same place as it was. The building is the only thing that's going to be there.
That's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I agree.
I will make a motion to accept variance 2025-004V. As is written and requested.
With a setback of?
It was 12.6 feet, I think is what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
12 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. 2025-005V. Thomas and Kathy Mikulowski.
All right. This subject property is located at 120 Timberland Court, Hollister, Missouri. This is over in the Emerald Point area. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot property line setback, 10 feet less than the required 25 feet. So let me kind of go into it. So it's a very, very steep hill. Really not a lot to take a picture of, but I can maybe get you there on picometry.
Did you pull an elevation? It seemed like, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I knew it was a lot.
even where they plan to build is a lot.
Yeah.
It just keeps going down. Mm-hmm. So, and those are 2-foot gradients.
Yeah.
So. That's how they got it, the home setting, 15 foot in the corners. You want to see
Can you zoom out so I can see more of where that location is?
I can't on this, but I can go to it on Google Maps.
This is located in Emerald Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to kind of see what that traffic flow looks like from the upper road.
Yeah.
If I remember right, I think it's just, it's not a main.
See, I can't, where I am.
More up in more traffic on the lower road than there would be the upper.
And they're wanting to put the house on the lower, right?
No. So the house is going on the upper, isn't it?
It looks like it's going on the lower.
Oh, is it the lower?
It's the lower. Like I said, if we can zoom out, we can maybe...
Yeah, I got backwards on that.
It's a dead-end cul-de-sac.
It is.
Down Timberline.
That's what I was thinking, too. I just wanted to see it. It's
Timberline dead-ends to a cul-de-sac.
So here's the cul-de-sac. They're building right here.
Yeah. So is there maybe... there's two lots before the cul-de-sac, looks like?
Yeah, there's... that looks like there's another one past us. And yeah, there's two lots between us.
There and there.
Okay, yeah. I had my elevation backwards. So it is. The cul-de-sac's the lowest point there, right?
Highest point. It drops off really... Here, let me kick this on.
That's what I thought. So they're building it on the upper part of the lot, right?
No, it's on the lower part, but the cul-de-sac is like right in here.
Here, let me try this.
But the lot, the house is like here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, see if it grabs and it's not
going to grab. Yeah, pylons under it if you built it up there.
Yeah, it was a heck of a drop.
Oh, no. I'm not really familiar with this road, but I am familiar with the tramity of that area. It's bad. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, that's what I thought it was. I just wanted to see what that looked like. So
okay. At the most, there'd be like three houses past it.
If that, because there's a lot of slope all over the place.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if anybody else
ever built on that. There's so many other options better
I
than
don't,
that.
Oh, yeah.
We're running out of
flat lots, but not many.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand why I can't get out there. I don't think they drove it. Just flew it, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to maybe pull it up on that GIS, and then that way you can kind of see the other lots around and stuff, too. But that looks good. That's what I need to know. Thanks for showing me that.
No street view available. Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
I've lost it. There it is.
Is the road pretty much center of where it was supposed to be, or is it appears to be downhill from the lot quite a ways?
Well, it's up, you know, that direction's uphill, but yeah, there's, I mean, the actual property line is very
way back
far,
off the,
very far back. I probably should ask for more than 15-foot reduction, but, you know, it's, the property line sets, I haven't put tape to it, but it's further than normal, you know?
Yeah.
They're kind of all over the place in normal,
yeah,
unfortunately, yeah. So.
Okay. Cody, have you turned it over to the applicant yet?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You want to speak about it? I'm sorry.
No. I'm Daniel Milliken, Lost Creek Homes. I'll be builder for the Mikowskis, but they couldn't be here. But, yeah, I mean, it's just due to the significant grade. I mean, that lot from top to bottom falls like 100-plus feet. So, I mean, it's if you tripped at the top, you wouldn't stop falling until you got to the road below. So just, I mean, every foot we push it down the hill is – significant cost, and like I said, there's minimal with the property line being far away from the road. I mean, there's still going to be plenty of room for a driveway, parking, and there's significant. I mean, it's just going to save tens of thousands of dollars in difference in cost to the homeowner. So that's our attempt. You know, I've built a lot of them in Emerald Point, and our foundations get really pricey on some of these steep lots. But this is probably one of the most extreme that we've encountered. So just trying to get it closer to the road to, you know, alleviate some of that cost.
Okay. Just any questions?
Is there plenty of room for the off-street parking? You said it appeared that there was going to be.
Yeah. They'll easily be able to get, you know, or we'll do a wide, you know, driveway, and there'll be, you know, more than a vehicle length, so they'll be able to get completely off the road. You know, probably two vehicle lengths or close to it.
Yeah.
So.
From what I can tell from the angle that you're wanting to build it, that'll still leave an open view for any traffic coming in and out to be able to see around the corner. That was my concern, was the traffic flow.
Yeah.
And it being on a corner that you're wanting to build it, causing any kind of detriment to the safety of passenger vehicles. But
yeah, the way the house sits, I mean, it's that lot falls so much, you know, that direction, that it's more of a side-to-side fall on the house. I mean, there's front to back as well, but
is that the garage on the right?
Yeah, on the uphill side.
On the uphill side, so yeah, so you're going to have that much more room to see around the corner.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, as far back as it sits from the road with the property line, I think it's going to be, you know, plenty of sight lines. If you ever drive it, though, when you drive up that road, all you see out of your windshield is sky. It's like, it's one of the steepest roads in there.
I drove it in the rain and I was spinning.
It really is. It's kind of scary. Like, I put a rock under my truck tire when I park. I mean, it's rough. So it's going to be a challenge getting pump trucks and all that stuff up there. It's going to be fun. So.
Anybody else have any comments or questions?
No.
Okay. Do you have anything else for us?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this project? Is there anybody like to speak in opposition of this project? All right, we'll close this for board discussion. Looks like it's another scenario where we run into the same situation we ran into many times at Emerald Point, where the detriment is that hillside. The hillside is a preventative, and that creates the hardship, obviously.
Yes.
And, you know, we like to look at these individually for the safety and sake of those around it, the project, to make sure that it doesn't cause a problem for others. And I feel like, in my opinion, that's been met tonight by looking at the road in front of it and the layout of it. So that helps ease any concern, in my opinion.
I agree. I'd say if we're talking about extreme topography, that would meet the criteria.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody like to make a motion then?
Let's see here. Yeah, I would do that. I would move that in the project of 2025-005V that we allow the front setback as requested because of the topography of the lot that it sits on.
Which would be 10 feet less than the required 25 feet, putting it at 15 feet setback.
Yes.
All right. Do we have a second on that?
I will second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Okay. Moving on to 2025-006 with Matthew Creedon.
Okay. Case number 2025-006V, variance from front property line. Property is located at 1348 State Highway Y, Forsyth, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 5, Township 13, Range 20. Matthew Creedon is seeking a variance from the provision of Section 010.020R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks. The applicant is seeking a 25-foot front property line setback, 10 feet less than the required 35 since it's a state route, allowing the construction of a single-family home 25 feet from the property line as per the Taney County zoning regs. So let me get you acclimated to where this is at. So if you're going down Y out of Forsyth, this is the lookout that you pull over and look at. So it's the very next lot right beside it. Zoned R1. Kind of get an idea. I can get you back over there if you want to see another view of the drop on it. It's really no more than all these other existing homes. Maybe it's actually a little better.